Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to Star Wars Hangout. Lottie and I are continuing the Rebels rewatch. Now, the following episodes were pre-recorded this past summer. We are now posting all of Season 1 here on Star Wars Hangout. If you have thoughts on Rebels Season 2, get those transmissions in ASAP, and we'll feature you on the show. Thanks for listening, and may the Force be with you. Hey, Star Wars fans, welcome back to A Galaxy Far, Far Away. I'm your host, Ezra, the Flannel Space Wizard, Y-Wing Enthusiast, Callsign Gold Leader, and we are back with our Rebels rewatch. Today, we are discussing Season 1, Episode 10, The Path of the Jedi. But before we dive into the episode, let's check in with our trusty Padawan learner, the Princess of Brightree Village, my wonderful co-host, and yours, Lottie.
Maya, schön, dass ihr da seid. Thanks for joining us on our Rebel rewatch. On a Taco Tuesday. Sweetie, I am so full.
Yes, you are.
And I can't, like, why does my body never remember? Like, it does not feel good to feel full, but it's just like, it forgets so fast. The next day, it's like, okay. Whatever, tastes good.
Yeah, you gotta fight through it right now. You gotta fight through.
Yeah.
You gotta meditate, concentrate.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. If you hear any, last episode it was toenail clippings. This time it's gases belching and who knows what else. You know, don't worry, people are used to it in Star Wars. Like Jabba the Hutt's there, so it's like they're fine.
My gosh.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah. Besides that, I mean, how you feeling? How you doing?
Not too bad. I mean, we went to the gym earlier today and got some work done.
We did.
Some preparations for other projects and stuff. So,
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Yeah, going to the gym is always really good. For sure. Helps a lot.
Yeah.
It's like an old-fashioned Jedi training. You know, you get that in and it just feels good.
Yeah, even if you don't feel like it, it's like after you're done, you never come out and... You're never like, oh, yeah, I wish I hadn't done that, or I don't feel great. But
yeah, I know.
It's always rewarding. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
Yeah, just feeling I'm just checking the old...
Sweetie, stop it.
I'm just checking. I'm just
making
checking.
Me nervous.
I'm sorry. I'm just seeing if the blasters were loaded or not. I just had to make sure they were good. Anyway, all right. Well, so we're doing good. By the way, friends, if you haven't had a chance, go check out our TikToks. We are making some fun, cool TikTok content. If you want to see the Space Wizard, you can check me out at Fleur and Bill, right?
Yes.
At Fleur and Bill.
Yeah.
And I am directing a Hogwarts choir. I'm doing a lot of different things over there in robes that are not necessarily Jedi robes, but if you wanted to see, you know, Oez in some robes, you can go check that out, so... Not the robes. I had a Jedi robe back in the day. Did you know that?
What happened to it?
I don't know. Matt and I both had them in high school. We actually did like a little play. We did like a senior skit where I was Obi-Wan and he was Qui-Gon Jinn.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. You remember my buddy Tom?
Yes.
Thomas. Yeah. Thomas was Darth Maul. Put the face paint on, everything. Like had the red face paint, black,
that's
you know, the
awesome.
Whole thing. Like, it was crazy.
Wow. Yeah, is there pictures of that?
There is. There is actually somewhere in this house, and I actually need to get this back to a friend. Uh-huh. There's actually a video of that. There's a video. A whole video.
Is that appropriate?
Yeah, it's probably it was filmed in front of a live audience.
Okay.
So it was in high school. It was for like our senior form show or whatever.
Cool.
So I actually remember we guided a couple of the form court. Tiffany was on the form court. And my friends and I, like, I think Matt was there. We had our lightsabers up. Uh-huh. And we kind of, like, escorted them as if they were, like, princesses down to the stage.
Oh, my gosh. So, that's so cool.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So there were supposed to be, like, two or three other different senior skits or something. But everyone wanted to join mine because it was a massive lightsaber battle. So.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I totally would have wanted to join you.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. We had people... The cool part was, and just a sort of a quick aside, we were actually out there on the stage doing this. We were doing the Star Wars rap, and we were like the dark side versus the light side, and we had people like rap battling back and forth, you know. And then when this like track drops, it's like Phantom Menace, it's the Duel of Fates soundtrack, and it's like da 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 da.
I was just gonna ask that if you had good music with that.
Oh, it was great. And as soon as that hits, we had people who wanted lesser roles. They didn't want to be up on stage, but they're just kind of like whatever. And they were in the audience sitting. They had been sitting for the whole performance. They were there to watch. They watched everything. They were with their friends. Yeah. They had a lightsaber concealed in there.
Yeah.
So the first night on Friday, I think it was a huge surprise. No one knew about it.
Yeah.
And everyone was just like freaking out because like all these seniors stood up and pulled out their lightsabers and started fighting.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. By Saturday night, it was packed because people had heard about it.
Yeah.
They're like, you have to go see it. And then I think people went out and bought lightsabers just to like join in, like seniors just in the crowd, so they could just whip it out and start fighting. And so it was straight chaos out there, like wild. But it was fun. We actually had Darth Vader like walk in through the crowd and everything, who you met, by the way, at our reception. My buddy Nate Mo, who was there with his wife. So just crazy.
That's so
absolutely
fun.
Crazy. We had so many people involved in that. It was a good time. Anyway, wow, there we go. Back to the Path of the Jedi, which that was technically the Path
totally,
of the Jedi.
Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
You know. Anyways, back to, robes. Sorry. I did have Jedi robes.
Yeah, but don't forget also on TikTok, if you want, obviously you're interested in Star Wars content, please check out.
Oh, sure. Yeah, at Hyperspace
Hangout.
Yeah, for sure. I also did, I think I did one or two Star Wars things over on Super Easy Lore. More of a lore-based situation there, too. But I make so much Star Wars content that I was telling Matt, like, it's on Hyperspace. It's on both the TikToks. So it's just fun. It's just a lot of fun. I enjoy making it.
Yeah.
It's cool. Right now I'm doing the lightsaber colors.
Mm-hmm.
And kids love it. They love the lightsaber colors.
Yeah. I hope you're going to tell us more about Ezra's lightsaber.
Yeah, I will. We'll talk about that today. Yeah. So, okay, friends, here we go. We're going to dive into Path of the Jedi Episode 10. Here we go. Concerned with Ezra's previous display of the dark side against the Inquisitor, Kanan brings him to a hidden Jedi temple on Lothal to be tested for his readiness in Jedi training. While Kanan stays behind, Ezra makes his way through the temple alone and is faced with a series of visions showing the Inquisitor killing Kanan and the rest of the ghost crew. After seeing through the illusions, Ezra is guided by the disembodied voice of Jedi Master Yoda, who helps him admit his fear of being alone. Kanan also speaks with Yoda about his ability to teach Ezra. Yoda leads Ezra to a kyber crystal, which he uses to build his own lightsaber. So, just sort of our quick summary there of the episode. What were your initial thoughts, sweetie? Did you like this episode more than others? We're 10 episodes in. What do you think? I haven't asked you to like score any of these episodes yet, like
no,
out
I know.
Of 10. So,
but okay. Last time I said I loved the episode, right? Episode 9.
Yeah.
But this has been my favorite episode so far.
Really?
Definitely. 100%. Yeah. Loved it.
Okay.
Really, really liked it. There's so much in that episode. It's jam-packed with.
Yeah. This was the first time I actually saw your jaw drop.
Oh, yeah. I actually put that.
Oh, you did?
In
you did?
The scroll down.
Okay.
Scroll
down. Yes.
Did you see that on
the
page?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Jaw dropping.
What?
Yoda?
It is actually in the dock like that.
Yeah.
Just like you said.
Exactly, yeah.
Yoda.
Yeah, crazy. Great. This is a great episode. It's really jam-packed. So let's just kind of, I guess, walk through it. Let's go over. You have a lot
I know. I have a lot.
You have a lot of different notes on this. So I guess as you just read through some of your bullet points, mm-hmm. and then I'll kind of talk about some of those. We can kind of go back and forth.
Sounds good.
How's that work?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So in the beginning, I loved Kanan's little meditation space. And was that a holocron?
Yes, it was a holocron. Mm-hmm. Let's go, sweetie. That was a star map. And he was like looking out, trying to find locations, mm-hmm. Temples, Jedi outposts, that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
Thanks
so
for pointing that out.
Yeah. There's a lot of information in a holocron. There could be teachings. There could be, like, there was a message. Obi-Wan Kenobi had that message to trust in
right.
the Force. So mm-hmm. there's a lot of things stored in it. You imagine mm-hmm. it's like a hard drive. It's basically like a Jedi hard drive full of teachings and information, videos, audio clips, all sorts of stuff, right? Maps and documents. So it's a really, really important thing. And to have one of those is mm-hmm. significant, but mm-hmm. to let a holocron out of your possession just to someone else is not good.
Not good, no. Yeah.
I mean, except for they're sealed, right? You would have to use the Force to mm-hmm. get in them. You can't just tap. You have to use the Force.
But like a Sith Lord could easily like open it too, because it's
that's an interesting question. We'll have to wait and see.
Sounds like that might be happening in the future.
We'll just have to see what all the rules are on that.
But that's so funny, because I thought he was just trying to meditate, and like how we sometimes put on a Spotify playlist, you know, for to go to sleep or whatever. He just puts like that.
Just like a map?
Yeah, or whatever, like something, like an ambient channel type thing to meditate. And it looks, because it looks so much like the temple, or at least where Ezra is, in what kind of space Ezra is later.
Yeah, yeah.
In the temple.
Yeah, for sure. Well, the other thing, too, that I think a Jedi probably could do is put on some of the, like just teachings. Let's say it's just teachings from a master about a particular lightsaber form mm-hmm. or something. You know, something I brought up that really kind of irritated a lot of people was, I did this on TikTok because I just think it's for fun, and it's just for a lot of it's just kids and trying to get them, you know, stirred up about Star Wars and give them some information. But I suggested that maybe, like if you know the heritage of your master, like your master's master and that master's master, you might be intrigued by their teachings and mm-hmm. what you might be interested in, what they were into or their path. Now, Yoda very clearly says you have to pick your own path.
Yeah.
But I can't help but thinking, like, I think about my parents or mm-hmm. my mentors or my teachers, and what were they into? What did they like?
Yeah.
And then what did my grandparents do? What was their occupation? So
right.
I sometimes think, and I was one of the TikToks where I suggested, like, if you trace Ezra back, you can trace him all the way back to Mace Windu.
Mm-hmm.
You know, through his master, and then his master's master, master's master's master. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, you can get all the way back to Mace Windu.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you were to kind of study in a holocron, and you came across someone who your master has told you about, because of all the Jedi to know, there's a lot of different, you know, I think Kanan said there were 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
10,000.
When he was young.
Right, when he was young, right? So many different Jedi Knights and different outposts and all sorts of different things. And so that's why Operation or Order 66 was such a big deal, to just wipe out as many of them mm-hmm. as possible. And it did its job, largely. So, but now I guess I'm thinking, like, you're there listening to those teachings, and it'd be interesting to wonder if Kanan ever does listen to his former master or the teachings of other individuals. You know what I mean? Just like what other recordings or information are stored in that holocron.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of stuff that we never really get to see, that Dave Filoni doesn't use on screen, but whenever mm-hmm. you need it, that's a box that he can pull from. It's literally a box of like a tie back to old masters or other teachings, you know?
That's interesting that you say that. It reminds me, remember I told you the whole temple situation reminded me of Avatar, the Last Airbender, when Aang walks into that Airbender temple and he finds all the statues of all the previous avatars.
Yeah, yes.
And he has that, I mean, he doesn't use a holocron, but he he just has
the
spirits. Yeah.
Yeah.
He can communicate with the previous avatars, which are also like the previous, what's his name?
Avatar Aang?
No, Aang, before Aang was Roku.
Oh, Roku.
I think Roku, right? He is kind of like his master, and probably the one before him was, you know, Roku's master. And they have that, they pass on
that
their
experience.
Knowledge, but you can also access as the current avatar, you can access all the knowledge mm-hmm. of the previous avatars, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, so like the current holder of your holocron can access all the mm-hmm. knowledge that's stored in there from the previous holder of it, right? You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. Because the Sith also have holocron as well.
Okay.
And so they would pass on their teachings and learnings and stuff like that, too.
Interesting.
Yeah,
preservation. Is there a... like a show or a book that's just about the Sith and their ways and their perspective?
Oh, yeah. Whoa. But you're not ready for that, sweetie. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm not going to lead you down the dark side here. We got folks listening. that's an after we turn the microphones off conversation. No, I'm just kidding. People are like, Ez, don't be tempted by the dark side. No. But there actually are some really cool stories, and it's pretty neat to go. I'm actually doing a whole kind of deep dive back into the Old Republic in Legends. It's called the Old Republic. It's like thousands and thousands of years ago, and like the Jedi and Sith War and all those different things. It's a lot of fun. Been kind of studying the hero of Tython. So yeah.
And the Thrawn series, is that about?
Oh.
Didn't you say something?
Yeah.
Is that about the dark side or like? No, he's not really a force sensitive person.
Yeah, he's not really a force user. Okay. But he does have a lot to do with the Jedi, and like there are, and there's not like a lot of Jedi in the series, but there are connections to the Jedi.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, Thrawn is one of the best.
I know. I've heard you say that so many times.
There. Yeah. Okay. So I'll give you a quick tidbit. Like in his, so Thrawn technically works for the Empire, right? And when you're in Rebels right now, you're in season one. Mm-hmm. I can at least give you this. He is currently an admiral, a grand admiral. So like he has his own, the Chimera, which is his own sort of Star Destroyer, and he commands it. But before he joins the Empire, he has his whole like ascendancy that he comes from, the Chiss ascendancy in the unknown region, which not much is known about it at all. It's real secret. It's in the unknown region. It's hard to travel through that section of space.
Okay.
So gotcha. I could do a whole, all I need is for you just to ask me, I just need you to say to me on the podcast, tell me about Thrawn. That's literally all I need you to do. And then I could go for hours. I should just pretend that someone has asked me that.
Yeah.
Or maybe I'll just have you set up the camera and the microphone.
Yes.
And you can just say, sweetie, tell me about Thrawn. And then just walk away. Okay. Do whatever you want to do. Get your workout in. Listen to some
laundry.
Stuff, and then I'll just go. Dishes. I'll just rant, you know, about it. Then you can listen to it later if you want to.
Yeah, we can definitely record a special episode for that.
Yeah, anyway, but no, it's a lot of, there's connections to Skywalkers. So their children have the Force and they can help them navigate. So there are connections to them. And there's a connection in Legends to Luke and Mara Jade and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, definitely connections to the Jedi. And yeah, you'll just have to watch and find out in this series and see if there's any connections to Thrawn.
Okay.
Or others in this series.
Mm-hmm.
But he is a huge deal. Actually, let me just give you that real quick. So Thrawn in the early 90s. You ready for this, sweetie?
Yeah.
So after all you had was episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
So A New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
Right.
So then there's like some Caravan of Courage, some other little stuff. And then in the early 90s, a character is created named Thrawn. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Thrawn is some grand admiral who's left over, who after we destroy Emperor Palpatine, we destroy the Emperor. People are like, well, what happened after that?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy said there was a grand admiral who tried to get them all together, the remnants of the Empire together. And Luke Skywalker and Leia and Han, they all had to face him. They all had to fight him.
Wow.
It was a little lesser kind of a villain at first. You think that, but it's pretty cool. It's a Legends novel now, but back in the day it was canon.
Okay.
And it was a big deal. So when Disney actually first bought Star Wars and they make Rebels, they start making Rebels, the fact that they announced Thrawn in a trailer, he's in this. I was going to tell you that. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Spoiler. I could cut it out, but I'm not going to.
That's okay.
Because it does. I mean, it's like Thrawn's in this. And I want you to be intrigued, and I want you
That's
to know
cool.
why I'm spending so much time talking about it right now, because Thrawn matters. You've seen all the books. You've seen his face.
Yes,
you know what he looks
they're
like.
Right there.
Yeah, and everything. So he's in this. I can't tell you at what point and what capacity. You'll have to learn that as we go through. But it's a big deal. And cool. People like me freaked out when I heard that he was coming back. It actually made Rebels matter more to me.
Okay.
Because at first I was like, all right, who are these guys? You know, Ezra and Kanan. So what? I really didn't have, I was like almost a little bit burned out by it. But then, yeah, the Thrawn, they threw Thrawn in there and I said, all right, now I'm in. Anyway. All right, back to this episode, I guess.
Yeah.
Sorry about
Why
that.
Why did we start this whole Thrawn conversation? I don't know.
Why? Because I can't help myself. I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
Temptation. Okay.
Yeah.
So what else did you know? So
focus,
you notice here.
Focus. That's a big thing.
In this episode.
Yeah. No, really. Like meditation and focus play a huge role in this episode. And honestly, I've heard it so many times that like the most successful people on this planet, they all meditate. Mm-hmm. They all take the time to do that. I don't know. Some call it meditation or some kind of activity that gets you in the moment. You're present. You're just present. That's all. And it's you're focused. You don't think about dinner later or the breakfast tomorrow or what kind of appointments you have in a week. But it's just the now matters.
Right.
And it's focus your mind, your energy, to help you really not, you know, prevent like a burnout or even, I mean, that's more like real life thing. Here it is, prevent the lack of focus could lead to losing the way of the Jedi, right?
Right, your path, you can lose track of that. Even, I think there's a focus there. They're very intentional in facing your fears and overcoming them and being self-aware of what it is that you're facing. And so you have to be focused on that.
Right.
And it matters about how you look at that and how you approach it and how you talk to yourself and all those things. Yeah. Right. It's really cool. When you start to look at meditation and the Force and you look at like Star Wars and what the Jedi talk about and as their teachings and just their discipline and stuff like that. It's actually really cool stuff.
Yes.
Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. And I really would love to try and do it more because I mean, all I hear is good things about it.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
It's one of those things we say we want to do it more, but then we, you know, life gets in the way and you're like, oh, I don't really feel like it. But I think we would greatly benefit if we, you know, even for 5 to 10 minutes, people do it and they say it really helps them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Well, we'll have to incorporate more of that. You know, you talk about being in the moment. Like I always think too when I'm podcasting too.
Yes.
Things like slow down, and I just literally get to look at you and think about Star Wars
or Matt.
Or Lane. Yeah. I like looking at you more. I'm not gonna lie. Okay. you get kind of to connect and just sort of like talk about something and slow down for a second, which is nice.
Yeah. Really cool. I used to get that. Well, not right now anymore, but I used to get that from volleyball practice, volleyball games. It was all about just that next, you know,
serve.
Point or serve or attack or yeah.
Yeah. It's cool. Yeah. I get carried away. It's good.
Yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. So let me just set this up because I see your next point here. And it's about Kanan, but we walk up to the temple. We find this temple, and I think it's really cool the way it's laid out and where it's that it's on Lothal to me is awesome.
Yeah.
That when I first watched this, I was like, okay, so there's a temple on Lothal, and you know, part of you could be like convenient.
Yeah.
But also if I ever thought that, I was so wrong.
Yeah.
I was so wrong. And to Mr. Filoni, if he's listening to our little humble podcast, I just tweeted at him, by the way. That's why I've referenced him. I tweeted at him. I said that that you're really enjoying the rewatch right now, and you're locked in on Rebels.
Yeah.
But I was so wrong, because there is so much importance to this planet, Lothal. And it has such a special place in my heart now.
Aww.
I really do. I love it. I love the artwork, the sounds. I think in this episode, I slowed down and I pointed out the Force sound when Ezra listens to the rock, right?
Yeah.
And puts his hand on it and it kind of sings to him. It has this sort of like haunting kind of like tone.
Yeah, it's very subtle.
Mm. Yeah. Well, how would you describe it? What do you think it sounded like?
Well, now I heard you say almost like a wolf howling, right? That's what you said.
Yeah, soft,
in the
distant sort of. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Calling. Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, we're walking up. It takes both master and apprentice to kind of open up this temple, and they go in here, and this is a test. And Kanan waits. Ezra mm-hmm. goes in, and you notice something about when Ezra enters, something right away that happens that kind of caught your attention concerning the fight between Kanan and
yeah, like as soon as Kanan walked in, I was like, no, this isn't real, because Kanan just didn't give me the feeling of yeah, he would immediately, like 2 minutes later, he would be like, ah, Ezra can't do it on his own. No, that's not what he said before. That would totally go against his teachings.
Right.
I didn't buy it.
You didn't buy it. You don't.
No,
but I
not
think
for one second.
I think they did a really good job of selling it though, actually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you kind of question it in between when like the Inquisitor is like, no, yeah, this was fake, but I'm real. And then, well, the moment where I did question it a little bit was when they really focused on the fight between Kanan and the Inquisitor, and I was like, why would they show so much of the fight? If it was just about Ezra having an illusion, mm-hmm. like it was, a lot of it was really like close to them fighting and just little cuts to Ezra. And I thought, this is so detailed. Why would they focus so much on that? But at the same time, I was like, no, this can't be real. And yeah. especially like when Kanan dies, you're like, no.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So. Okay, cool. Yeah, that was a good observation. And then, yeah, Ezra has a lot of fears, a lot of things that he's kind of facing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he faces his, like, abandoning or you know, issues, like, being abandoned by, not really abandoned by his parents, but they were taken away, so he felt abandoned. And then, it's, you know, when he first joined the group, he didn't really feel like he was part of it. So, mm-hmm. and he had, now they're super important to him. They're like their family. He has his master. He has some, you know, brotherly feelings for
Zeb,
and yeah. then you know,
other feelings,
more
for
feeling for other people.
Right. He and Sabine, there's some feelings.
No, yeah, and he faces his deepest fears, really, and the whole thing, the whole test, is about facing them and letting them go.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the same goes for Kanan. He has to do that too. And he says he lost his way in the past. And I think both Kanan and Ezra faced their fears in there. And that's why Kanan or the temple needed both of them to come in.
Yeah.
Because it's not just about Ezra, but also about the master, about Kanan.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, well, are they ready? And can they,
yeah.
you know, do they have the patience to wait? Can they trust their apprentice? Can they, that's you have to have that relationship both ways.
Yes.
Right? You have to feel trust from master to apprentice and apprentice mm-hmm. to master, back and forth.
Right.
So, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely cool. Now, when they're in there, they have that little scene where he also goes to the ghost. All right? When he comes out of the fight with the Grand Inquisitor, mm-hmm. that's when he goes to the ghost, and on the ghost, all of his friends are killed there.
The ghost. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, so the ship. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. when he's there, he hears his worst fears, again, said out loud about the crew and everything, like from the crew. He hears, you know, Sabine say that she just has pity on him. And he's worried about that.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. For sure. I know that sounded out loud. That was a semi, yeah. in case you heard that. That sounded like the distant force call, except for just very distorted.
Yeah.
That was not the Lothal. I was not trying to play the Lothal. You guys probably couldn't even hear it, but we heard it outside the window. anyway. So, yes. Yeah, they both faced their fears mm-hmm. and everything there.
Yeah. And real quick, I want to mention, I used to listen to, she's a German podcaster, and she's the German podcaster for like personal development. Her name is Laura Seiler. Mm-hmm. And I think she talked about like how she did a meditation retreat where you're just, I mean, you meditate for days and days, and you're in your own room. You have no cell phones, no computer, nothing. You can go to meals together and, you know, breakfast, dinner, I think. That's it. And the rest, you just meditate. And she's like, it was insane how much anxiety is revealed, fear, inner conflicts when you're meditating by yourself for days or weeks, and how it's just you who can overcome it. There's no one else. You have to do it on your own. And she's like, I after 2 days, I was ready to leave. I said, I can't do it. I have to leave. And then she fought through it. And that's where you gain. That's like the, you have to overcome it on your own.
Right.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. It just reminded me of that.
I love that this episode has a lot of meditation and practice in ways in which you can like reflect and think about what's going on and taking time to do that. Because, and I was going to say, we can talk more about this after we're done, but just for folks out there who are listening, like as went through a rough patch and at one point I did exactly what this person or what Lottie had just mm-hmm. mentioned there, but like every day I said, I need to walk outside of my job. I had a break. We were allowed a lunch break. And I said, I don't, rain, snow, sleet, did not care. I needed to get outside of the building. And I just made it a habit to every day do that, whether it be for 5 to 10 minutes. I know it seems ridiculous, but I went out there and I talked to myself and I actually like, it was just me, you know, just out by my car on a walk doing whatever. And it was just me. And it was cool because you could, you really did realize that how you spoke to yourself and how you talked to yourself mattered.
Absolutely.
You know, and actually Yoda's trying to coach up Ezra a little bit in this episode on that.
Yes.
Right. About like just in some of the phrasing that is said back and forth. So it matters. It. Yeah. It's really cool.
Yeah. So. No, that's awesome, sweetie. Yeah. That you found that, you know, strategy for yourself to go through that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome.
So, and you know, Kanan says that he lost his way in the past, as you said here, the way of the Jedi. You made a note of that, just that was something Kanan had mentioned, because we kind of flash back and forth between the two of them, both dealing with stuff, and Kanan clearly is dealing with his own anxieties.
I guess we probably learn more about that in the future.
Yeah, they didn't really say much about it, did they?
No, here. Not here right now.
Okay, I thought you were going to ask me about it.
No.
So
no, I know I can't get any answers out of you.
One thing you did say, you did ask me, I forget what you said in the episode, but it was something about Kanan's past, and that I can't answer. Like, I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something about his past, and I just want to bring up like that he was trained, just so it's clear, he did have a Jedi master.
Yeah.
And then she was training him, and he was just young. He was probably in his teens, maybe even younger than that.
Yeah.
And then she's killed in Order 66, and she sacrifices herself for him so he can get away. So he did have training. He always references his master and what she would have done and what she would have thought and things like that. So it's just, how did he then lose his way, right? There's a whole story there. And I think it's covered in the book, and I've never read the book, so I should probably do that. But it's interesting to see that he struggles with that.
Yes,
so.
That's huge that he lost his master. Yeah. No wonder why he struggles with, you know,
right,
being that
figure
for Ezra. Yeah. But then, we said before, jaw dropping moment.
Good gravy.
What? It's Yoda. He's talking to them.
Looking for someone. Found someone you have. I mean, literally, that was actually Frank Oz, who does the voice of Yoda, actually came back and did the voice.
Oh,
so sometimes they sub in. Yeah, they have different voice actors who can kind of mimic and who can do really close impersonations or whatever. But they brought back Frank Oz for Yoda. Yeah.
Mega, how we would say in German.
Yeah, mega.
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 That's mega. It's mega. Mega cool.
Yeah, mega cool. It was awesome. And then, so did you have any questions, I guess, about Yoda being there?
Did I? Let's see.
Because I had some when this first came out. I remember that.
Well, yeah, you kind of wonder, is that really him? Is that, do they, well, with Kanan, you could wonder, is it just his inner, you know, like we don't really know if he's just talking to himself and Yoda's just in himself. But with Ezra, well, he hasn't really, he never met Yoda. He doesn't know who he is. So
yeah,
I guess like he is, right? He's still alive.
He's alive.
Yeah, he's alive.
He's on Dagobah. Yeah.
And he is, or before Order 66, he was the head of the council, right? He was the Jedi Master.
He was the Grand Master.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grand wow. Master Yoda, let's go. Like, he's top dog, you know?
Yeah.
Yoda was well, and he's been alive, well, at that time, yeah, close to 800, 900 years.
Wow.
So he's on Dagobah, he's in exile, and I think Kanan believes that he's been killed. He was shocked, right, that Master Yoda had survived. He assumed some maybe would survive, because he said that at the beginning of the episode, there were 10,000, there were Jedi outposts, but many had been killed, that there were just a few. Mm. Just a few.
And no one knew that he went into hiding.
Obi-Wan knows. Obi-Wan and he are together at the end of episode 3, and he realizes that, you know, they both go into exile. Yoda says, into exile, we must go.
Okay.
So, and we know that, and so it's cool for Kanan to realize, wow, that's awesome. He's still alive. And he says something interesting. He says, you know, it's the reason that Yoda is there is because Kanan is where he's at now. He can see Kanan because he made a choice to become a master and because he chose to come to a temple. Yeah. There's an extra presence, an extra energy about those temples. Yoda actually on Dagobah lives next to a force nexus. It's a place, it's almost like, you know, we talk about thin places in between like the spirit realm of this world and whatever. Yeah. It's almost like an extra energy, an extra...
That's cool.
Yeah, it's extra strong in the Force.
Yeah, so they can communicate over like galaxies, maybe. Like you don't know how far this planet is.
Also, Yoda himself is just pretty impressive. Yeah. So, because I don't want people out there who are like really, really super nerdy about this kind of stuff. He technically is also next to like a dark side nexus as well.
Oh.
And part of the reason why Yoda could hide from the Emperor so well was that he hid near all of that living life. There's two different interpretations of it, like a lot of living life on Dagobah, a lot of different life forms, a strong presence in the Force, but also the nexus itself could cover his presence there and even the dark side cave that was there. But anyway, the whole point is that Yoda actually is able to kind of reach out to them because they're in this Jedi temple now.
Okay, yeah.
Which is cool. He has access to that.
And I love when Yoda questions Ezra, like, why do you want to become a Jedi?
Right.
And what is your real reason behind it? Like, not just, I want to be strong. That's not enough.
No. Right, no, yeah, yeah. And at first it was revenge.
Yes.
Right, and then he quickly kind of like, oh, is that really what you're... Mm-hmm. Is that really why? He like digs down and tries to pull out more from him.
Yeah.
And you get the real reason.
Yeah. And I think that's so cool because it's so true. You got to ask yourself that question. And you better find an answer because otherwise you lack focus like they did. Mm-hmm. That's the whole point. That was the whole point of coming there is find your focus, face your fears, overcome them, and ask yourself, why do I want to become a Jedi?
Yep.
And that's so important for other things too. You gotta have a strong why.
Yeah.
Because that will get you through the tough times, you know, when you don't feel like going to the gym, when you don't feel like training.
You don't feel like being a Jedi.
Yep.
Yeah. But why do you do it? Your why is stronger.
And what was Ezra's why?
Yeah. And so his was basically like he had seen, he wanted to help people. He wanted to protect people. He wanted not just his parents, but everyone.
Everyone, yeah.
You know? And that's big.
To feel alive.
And it's actually huge. Me knowing the whole series and the whole outcome of this whole thing is like, well, I watched some of these episodes, and that's what folks who are listening to know. I get emotional during the rewatch. The season one matters more to me now than it ever did because I've seen all the I can make all the connections and like have this moment where I'm hearing him talk about why he wants to be a Jedi, and it just totally connects.
Yeah.
It's such a big deal. It's such a cool. His why is to protect everyone, to be that protection and to keep people safe, to feel. They talk about feeling, and then that feeling of that good feeling that he has from he sees what Sabine and Zeb and Hera and everyone what they do and how that makes people feel, and he wants to keep that feeling going.
Right.
So. Pretty awesome thing.
Yeah, I always remember when he said that, like in one of the early episodes, like episode 2 maybe.
Yeah.
Or 3, when they help those people and give them food, and they're like, "Thank you so much," and it's like, "Oh my god."
And he was thinking about like himself, and he didn't realize what they were doing, and thought they were just making a profit, and they just gave it all away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. Yep. Pretty awesome. Great, great kind of episode. Ezra goes in and he's really cool stuff, by the way, in this episode that ties me into like seasons 3 and 4. So there was some artwork in here that totally foreshadows stuff to come. So big deal. You have to kind of when it comes up later, I'll mention it and I'll bring us back to this point. But yeah, he goes in and he gets a Kyber crystal, gets his blue Kyber crystal that appears to him and sort of chooses him.
Yeah.
So which is neat. And he goes back and he makes his lightsaber.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And really, you know, you said to tell you more about it, simply his lightsaber, I guess in the next episode, you're going to see him use it and you're going to see why it's a little different.
Okay.
It's got like the extra hand. It looks like it has like an extra guard on like over his knuckles, like a knuckle guard or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's really more different than that. He's done some different things. All you've seen is that it's a blue blade. And then he's used the pieces that he had from his crew.
Yeah.
All of his crew, including Chopper, donated like some pieces to that.
Oh, I was going to ask. Now, yeah. He has the crystal, but where did he get all the other stuff he needs?
Yeah, Sabine's like, I gave him this, and Chopper gave him the power coupling or and Hera had some stuff. They each had something that they kind of contributed
That's
to.
That's awesome.
Which is pretty cool.
That makes
cool.
it so special.
Yes. Yeah. So it's like he's at the heart of that, and then they all kind of added a piece to it.
Yeah. So love that. And I love, you know, he's different, and that's a good thing. That he does it in his own way. That's what Yoda basically told him, choose your own path.
Choose your own path. Exactly. And Kanan's like, well, I've never seen anything like that before, but... Yeah. That's Ezra.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. So it's also a real different time and age. And so it makes a lot of sense that you're going to have a different style of Jedi emerge. And Yoda says, he calls him a young Padawan. He's so almost acknowledging that rank and that we have a master and we have an apprentice.
Yeah.
And he says, a Jedi you may yet become. Mm. So like Ezra still has to go down that hole.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make him a Jedi.
Yeah.
You know, to hold that lightsaber.
He's still gonna train. Yeah. So.
Yes.
All right, though. That was a good episode. It was a lot of fun.
It was awesome.
I love these. And I thought we had more episodes. We only have like 5 more for season 1.
Yep.
Right? So I think by the beginning of next week, we'll probably be done.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
That is wild.
We can start right into season 2. Crazy. Which is great. I'm so pumped.
Yeah, me too.
To do these. And thanks, guys, for you know, I know the feed right now, we've got an oversaturation of just Rebels rewatch episodes. Matt and I are still kind of posting. I'm not actually apologizing for it. I'm just saying thank you, I guess, for everybody who is listening and kind of going along with this because we just love it.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you're experiencing this and it's just cool. You
Me
know,
too.
Just
it's
to
so
get,
much fun.
Yeah, just to kind of get our minds in this era, in this time period of Star Wars. You know, we could and we may before Kenobi comes out. I think just on the side, I might have Lottie watch like Solo, Rogue One, a couple of the things around this time period in this gap in episode 3, just to kind of keep our mind set on like where we were, where we are now with Rebels and how everything kind of fits around. Yeah. The gap gets kind of confusing between episodes 3 and 4. Remember, it's like a 19-year gap.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of stuff that happens, a lot of movies and series and different things. So it's kind of cool to...
Yeah. I'm down.
Recap it all. Yeah. So, all right, friends. Wait, with that, it's time to say farewell. We'll be back soon with another Rebels rewatch episode. In the meantime, if you like our podcast, don't forget to subscribe, like us, write a review, leave a comment, or send us a message at Charlotte Sue or at WompRat_2M. We will see you next time. And as always, may the Force be with you.
Cheesy.
Ciao, ciao. Hey friends, thanks for listening to this week's episode. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave us that review, check out our extra episodes on Patreon and Apple Premium. This is the way.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.